of e-tool kit application, delivering essential information to health professionals.
Good morning. I'm going to shift gears a little bit, and instead of looking at the back end of these kinds of systems, I'm going to actually be focusing on how easy it is to use from the front end of a system that we developed at the Knowledge for Health Project, which is based at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, the Center for Communication Programs. The project is funded by USAID, and we're focused on getting essential health information into the hands of healthcare professionals in developing countries. So we developed a web-based software that helps healthcare professionals without IT experience develop basically an online toolkit or a website without having to know HTML coding skills. There's no relationships to disclose. So just a little bit of background context before I get into the actual web-based software. We conducted several needs assessments at the global level and also in countries as diverse as India, Peru, Malawi, Senegal, and some common themes emerged, which might be pretty obvious, but the one was that there was a lot of information overload in some places, so there was just too much information to filter through, not enough time or resources, and sometimes not enough knowledge to know what the best resources were to use in practice. On the other hand, in some places there was very limited access to health information, so it wasn't getting into the hands of the providers and program managers who needed that information. Many of the countries that we looked at expressed a need for a central repository for health information, and having that central repository would help to improve access to information at the peripheral levels where they're not really getting a lot of the information. But at the same time, it would help to also reduce the information overload that we were seeing more at the national and regional levels. So our response was to develop these, what we're calling e-toolkits. And it's basically an online library of essential health information. They're geared towards health program managers and providers. And so it's a lot of practical information that they can put into practice. It contains some theory-based documents and those kinds of things, but more geared toward those practical information resources. And what we do is we get a group of experts from a wide range of organizations together to help develop these online toolkits, to select the information resources that would be most useful to these kinds of audiences. So it's a filtered set of resources. So it's not like going to PubMed or to Medline and searching a huge database and then having to filter through that information yourself. Rather, we've had some experts come together and select what they think is the most practical and useful information resources that these audiences need. And so the resources contained in here are from a range of organizations. So instead of going to individual organizations' websites and having to filter through their resources, we've collated and curated all those resources into one place. And it is online, it's on the website, but we also provide them on CD-ROMs and DVDs to provide access to in places where there's very limited or no internet access at all. So our toolkit model is, we have the experts capturing the full body of knowledge. In the process, they tend to identify some knowledge gaps, and if they have the resources, they try to fill those knowledge gaps. And in so doing, we share these evidence-based practices and lessons learned with a range of audiences and hopefully reduce some duplication of effort and achieve better health outcomes. And at K4Health, our role is, in addition to providing access to the web-based tool that helps to develop these toolkits, we also provide training and ongoing technical support with the software. We also provide guidance about the process in developing these toolkits, especially in terms of the collaborative work processes, and also in terms of developing websites and the information architecture for the website. We also assist with promoting and disseminating the toolkits and provide periodic web usage statistics to our partners. So the toolkit application is the actual web-based tool that these non-IT professionals use to create the online toolkits. It's also a private workspace, meaning that it's password protected. So as they're developing the toolkit, the working group members can see the toolkit as it's being developed, but it's not accessible to the wider public just yet until they're ready to publish it. It's also a collaborative tool in that many members of the working group can access the online toolkit at the same time. So in terms of the toolkits, we cover a number of topics. We have about 44 published toolkits now on some cross-cutting topics like knowledge management, monitoring and evaluation, mHealth, gender. We are primarily an organization focused on family planning and reproductive health, so we do cover many family planning and reproductive health topics and different methods, contraceptive methods. We also have some HIV-related topics and maternal child health topics, too. We also work with a range of in-country partners to help build their capacity to capture their body of knowledge and to disseminate their body of knowledge as well. And so we have many partners in Sub-Saharan Africa working on some HIV prevention toolkits and family planning, maternal child health, as well as in Asia and Latin America. So our collaborating organizations, we have about more than 80 partners that we're working with now, and a lot of them are USAID-funded projects and organizations, but many also outside of USAID as well. For example, we partner with Peace Corps and some interagency working groups and a whole range of organizations.